The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
You're welcome back to the show. Kieran Cuddihy with you until 7 o'clock. Ger Gilroy is with me from Off the Ball. We might start with the golf. Scottie Scheffler was not expecting. Wasn't on my bingo card when I woke up today. Ger, I'll be honest with you. Scottie Scheffler arrested outside Valhalla.
Yeah. As one of the lads in the office were like, Scottie Scheffler's gone from being one of the world's most boring golfers to suddenly quite interesting. Now, obviously, we should stress this is this terrible news. It was a fatality outside Valhalla, and as a result, the traffic was bad. Scotty, though, decided that he didn't need to wait, and so was, it seems, trying to circuitously go around. And it seems to have mistaken the police, who were wearing police and had flashing lights and looked very like police, for security people. It's an easy mistake when you're, you know, your mind is focused on the game.
Yeah. And of course, when you're Scottie Scheffler, you can ignore security people.
Probably,
but you shouldn't ignore police. Is that his? Oh, they're only security people. We can totally ignore them.
Exactly. So he's been charged with second degree assault of a police officer, third degree criminal mischief, reckless driving, and disregarding traffic signals from an officer directing traffic. But they don't mess around, as the kids would say, F around, find out. So Scotty found out. They put him in handcuffs behind his back, marched him to the to the car. There's footage of all this. Whipped him off. Obviously, they didn't need to wait for the traffic to clear. And stuck him in an orange jumpsuit and took his photograph. And so now he joins the ranks of all those other famous golfers like Tiger Woods, who has a mugshot.
So what a week for Scottie Scheffler. He's become a dad.
Yeah.
Playing in the major championship and now his first mugshot.
Would you back against
congratulations
from this point?
Congratulations on all fronts.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of different have you evers that Scotty is now still standing up for.
I strongly suspect it won't impact his golf over the next few days. We'll have to wait and see. A great start for Rory.
Yeah,
birdie yesterday as well in the last five holes.
Yeah, decent. A few opportunities that he missed that I think if he could have just got would have sent him into today going, right, I'm here, this is mine.
Yeah.
Xander Schauffele was absolutely sensational. And had a chance to set the lowest round ever, but it was good. I don't know about you, but you've got to get used to having a wedding ring, and then you've got to get used to not having a wedding. And the difference, obviously, it's like a physical manifestation every time he grips the club that he's no longer married.
Anyway, we'll have to see how that affects him today going into the weekend. Let's talk about the weekend. So, suddenly all these games in Munster and Leinster have added relevance, added importance. So, Kilkenny are playing Dublin in Parnell Park. Wouldn't have had much interest in this match now when the fixture schedule came out. No. But I am more interested now after last weekend.
Interested enough to make the pilgrimage up or
no.
Will you keep your money in the pocket for...
Keep my money in my pocket.
Until
now I feel I'm not representative because I drive up and down from Kilkenny to Dublin every day. It's hard to justify getting up on a Saturday or Sunday and doing it all over again when I have to do it all week. But I will watch it. I didn't watch the game last weekend. I was camping. Then the Glens of Aherlow. And I said, you know what? I'm not giving GAA my money to watch Kilkenny hammer Carlow. Instead, I'll give them my money to watch Cork and Clare. Cork and Limerick. Which, of course, I didn't regret the latter.
No.
But I regretted the former.
I think that'll be fine.
Yeah.
I think that'll be fine. I think, I just think that the gap at the moment between what we're seeing in Leinster and Munster is so pronounced. And yet, we'll see what happens in All-Ireland semi-final when we get there with whoever the Leinster champions are.
Munster, though, blown wide open.
Yeah.
So Cork are playing Tip this weekend and Waterford playing Clare.
Yeah, and Waterford are in Clare. So it's Davy going home to Ennis with a team that actually has a chance to do something.
Mm.
If they win, they're going to be in the Munster final, more than likely. And that would be amazing for a team who it looked like in the league were on their last legs, and this could have been the end of the Davy experiment in Waterford. Now it looks like everybody feels Davy's found a formula and they're building something. So last year they won the very last game when it meant nothing and they ruined Tipperary's season. People have kind of forgotten that. They had a bad league campaign because of injuries. The injuries cleared up just in time for the first round. They won that game. They drew last time out. And you know, Davey against Brian Lowe, and it's been spicy and saucy.
Yes, it has.
For recent seasons. So that is going to be a brilliant game in a throbbing Ennis. And then you have Cork, who suddenly are back.
Yeah.
Who have conceded 324 in both of their last two games and in one game fell just short of scoring enough to win that, and then beat the All-Ireland champions by scoring 326. So you know it's going to be a cracker.
Yeah. And there is a way that Limerick don't get out of Munster now.
I mean, there is.
They still, unlikely, though.
Yeah, it is unlikely. It's very unlikely. But it would be. I don't want that to happen. Like you want to see them get into Croke Park, and if they're not going to do the five in a row, it should be in Croke Park as opposed to not getting out of Munster.
So what you're saying is you want to see Kilkenny win the All Ireland.
I'd love to see Clare, and I'd love to see Clare or Cork against Limerick. I mean, this weird thing happened where I was actually up for Cork in a match, which has never happened in my life before. It's a very strange sensation to be like, why am I?
I was unashamedly up for Cork in that match. My voice was ringing out across the glens of Aherlow.
And how many
screaming
times in your
at the
life
phone.
Has that happened?
I could probably count on one hand the amount of times that has happened.
Funny, isn't
but
it?
I was absolutely rooting for Cork. It was a great game. So it's the last weekend of the Premier League as well. City, who are City playing?
So City have West Ham, who have David Moyes.
In London or in City?
I need to check that, sorry. It's already been announced, officially, finally confirmed what everybody knew was that David Moyes was leaving. And essentially, they wanted rid of him last season, but he won a trophy, so he got an extra year. Because of that, there's been this weird scenario where they were signing players he didn't want. And
City are playing at home.
Yeah. And I think it's fair to say that the West Ham players sensed this 5 or 6 weeks ago. Then the news was confirmed that Lopetegui is going to be the new manager. So, I mean, it would be miracle of miracles if they were able to put in any kind of performance on the road.
Yeah.
His record against the top six is abysmal. So it's largely a done deal.
So another hollow Premier League
four in a row
title. Ger Gilroy from Off the Ball. Ger, thanks a million for joining us. Look forward to a lot of that at the weekend.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.